Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
You're listening to WILL AM 580. Good morning. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report for this Thursday. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 796 and a quarter. It's down 10. September, 798 and a quarter, down 12 and a half. Soft July wheat, 679 and a half. Now a quarter down 11, September 688 and a half, down 10 and a half. July corn 484 and three quarters, down 10 and three quarters. September 481 and a half, down 9 and a quarter. December 480 and three quarters, down 8 and a quarter. July soybeans 1483 and a half, down 3 and a quarter. November 1223 and a half, up 1. July soybean meal, 487, up 50 cents. July soybean oil, 4109, down 29. June live cattle, 137, 22 and a half, down 22 and a half. May feeders, 186, 15, up 75. And June lean hogs, 119, 30, down 127 and one half. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker, CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
I guess we ought to start with the one that has made the biggest and most starkest move for the week, and that is the corn market. Since we talked to you last week, the market has gapped lower and continues to move lower each trading day.
Yeah, and we have clearly broken out of the 4-month uptrend channel that basically had been in place since January. This gap lower that basically showed up on the December corn, you could almost basically read one, even though it's not one, but you could kind of read it as a measuring gap, you know, in the July contract also. The May contract, whatever, and it does indicate that a decline like this was probably in the making. Now, when you take a look at July corn futures, we're down against the 38% retracement level on the July contract of the winter-spring advance. When you take a look at it on a lead futures basis, we're actually holding above it yet. On a lead futures basis, it's somewhere around 476. We punched out the mid-April low point by a penny here on the lead futures, and we'll have to kind of see whether or not corn can kind of make a stand here on this 38% retracement on the July contract. Dees corn sliced through the 38% basically because of the bull spread activity. But we're at a place, you know, in Dees corn right at the 200-day and 100-day moving average, which could offer at least initial support here until we can get our technical indicators to kind of start rolling up. And it kind of looks like it may take a day or two to get the technical momentum at least shifted back to the upside. Right now, after USJ's report, it's just pretty well kind of pulled the plug out of the upward momentum that the market had up until then. And the weather forecasts are, for the most part, being viewed as generally friendly. The areas that are the furthest behind, at least the maps give them a window to get some field work done. And I guess we'll see Monday morning how far along planting is and whether or not that's going to be a worry, or if the trade's just going to feel that, for the most part, the crop is planted.
Having watched the charts for more than 30 years, what is your sense of where the market might catch?
Well, I think 50% retracement levels on corn are awfully strong points. That kind of comes into play here around 476 on the December contract. It kind of comes into play at 473, and there's where you got some strong moving average support. So my guess is that would be the worst-case scenario if this market can't begin to kind of make a stand here, this 38% retracement on the corn chart.
Let's turn our attention to the soybean chart, which is really quite a different scenario than the corn. Since dipping down and making a double kind of a V-shaped move in mid-May, it has now rallied out of the hole and is finding itself sort of a midpoint of a trading range that it's been doing since the beginning of May.
Yeah, beans have kind of shifted. They have broken out of their four-month uptrend line, but they, at least on the old crop basis, they do look like they have maybe shifted into kind of a sideways congestion area for the time being. The underlying fundamentals on beans is still generally confusing to the trade, even though today's export sales weren't very large. They continue to climb when the trade is continuing to forecast them to basically see cancellations. So we've got export sales at 1643 and USDA's estimates at 1600. So we're 43 million bushels away from that. So even with the 90 million bushel import number that USDA has on the balance sheet, they still can't compensate yet for the 43 million bushels that we've oversold on the export market. So the soybean market is quite interesting. And until the trade sees some sales cancellations or something begin to give way on soybeans, they're going to find awfully good support on breaks.
Looks like this on the NOV contract, this 1209, 1210 area looks like a pretty good place to keep an eye on to see if there is a break.
Well, that's the 23% retracement level of the winter spring advance. For the most part, that was right at the 50-day moving average. So that is all well defined within a bull market correction. The thing that I would be watching for is if November soybeans can claw their way back into the uptrending channel, and that would take a close kind of at today's highs, somewhere up around 1230. If November beans could regain the upside here and kind of close above this 1230 area, I think that would be kind of a green light for soybeans then to maybe regain some of the upside momentum they had prior to USDA's report. Now, here in about an hour or a half hour or so, we're going to get some private estimates on acreage from the Informa group. I think that's one of the reasons why we have some very quiet trade. There's not a lot of volume going on here this morning. It's lower, but it's fairly quiet trade. I think everybody's wanting to see if Informa has picked up on any corn switching or additional acres from their last report.
Yeah, and whether or not the NOPA can give a little bit of underlying support. We get those numbers out here in a minute or two, too. So very quickly, do you feel like the soybean still has a bullish tendency to it?
The beans are still the most bullish commodity on the market. Yeah. Corn, with corn's weakness this week, it is technically breaking down. It's you know, without something changing, it's going to be kind of difficult to get the corn market to probably recover all of what it's lost here in the last week or two.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.